The best of the week on Relevant Radio.
You've come home.
Mm-hmm.
You were confirmed tonight, having been baptized before in another tradition, but did you take a confirmation name? It's a...
Mary.
You took Mary.
Yes, I was looking through and reading about different saints, and then I thought, really, what am I doing? Because obviously, this is Mary. When I was a little girl and I first went to the Protestant church, I looked around and thought, where's Mary? Mm-hmm. So I've been looking for Mary my whole life. And I found her in the Catholic Church. I found her in the Rosary.
You are not alone. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, it's good to be with you today. Thank you so much. That was Tammy Peterson. My colleague, Kale, had an opportunity to sit down with her and her husband, Jordan, over the weekend and grab a fantastic interview. You can check it out both on video as well as on audio. First of all, congratulations to any of the catechumens who have now entered the Catholic Church. So good to have you home. Thousands of people entered the church over the weekend. They're either newly baptized, some people who may have converted from some other forms of Christianity and profess their faith as Catholics, received their first communion. I mean, what a glorious, glorious day. And I'm so happy for you. It's great to have you with me. I personally believe God's grace is always reaching out, pouring out, inviting us into a closer relationship with Him. And I think there's a person or two right now who's listening who's thinking, I am drawn to the Catholic faith. What do I do? How do I pursue that? What are the next steps? I would suggest you go to any Catholic church, talk to the priest, they'll walk you through it. There's programs called RCIA, which are fantastic. This weekend, along with Tammy Peterson, these faithful who've received the grace of God, who said yes to the invitation, have entered the Catholic Church. And I have such admiration for anyone who pursues truth, anyone who responds to God's grace like that, because you'll never regret it. This is the Church of Jesus Christ established. And here you'll find the sacramental life. You'll find those channels of grace that will transform you and help you to achieve the heights of sanctity. And people come into the church for all sorts of reasons. Every person's journey is a little bit different. Some have personal encounters. Some have questions and are pursuing the truth and have found them. Some have deep longing for a different way of connecting with God. They come from all walks of life. But many have come in, and I'd love to hear your story. Jonathan, thanks for joining us. Congratulations and happy Easter to you, Jonathan. I'm glad you hung out. I'm glad you entered the faith.
Thank you, Drew, and happy Easter to you and everyone else at Relevant Radio.
So what was it like? Tell me, what led you into the Catholic Church? And then, what was it like when you finally received the sacraments?
To receive the sacraments was like the first out-of-body experience I've probably ever had in my life.
I love it. That's great. Great description.
It was shocking to go to daily Mass every day and feast on the Word is one thing, but to actually receive the body of Christ is... Wow. It was overwhelming. I could hardly hold it together.
That's fantastic. I'm so happy. What was it that made you become Catholic, though? Was there a person who inspired you? Was it a quest for truth? I mean, what was it that led you into the faith?
Honestly, I was having a very hard time in life. I was very down and out. I was addicted to various things. I just wanted to go somewhere for peace. My mind and body needed peace desperately. I've always been attracted to art.
Yep.
And the beauty of the church that I am now a parishioner of is St. Bernadette's. It just drew me in.
Wow.
And I thank Father Klein so much and everyone else who was involved in beautifying the church, because that truly was what captivated me and made me want to pursue the truth and study Jesus and the Holy Apostolic Church. It's been amazing.
I say it all the time, and you're such a beautiful example of it. There are these things in the church that we call the transcendentals, the true, the good, and the beautiful. And the beautiful can really, bring us into a deeper relationship with God, as you did. And I'm so grateful for your testimony. Hey, congratulations, Jonathan. I love it. Those habitual habits we find ourselves in, now you got access to that sacrament of reconciliation, and your life's definitely going to change. But I'm so happy you're back home where God definitely intended you.
Thank you, Drew. And happy Easter again to everyone. And enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it.
All right. God bless you. So glad to hear him. It's Jonathan, a new convert, or new Catholic, I should say, just entered on Saturday. Devin, who's in Norco, California, did the same thing. Hi, Devin.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. Easter. Thank you. Congratulations. Happy Easter to you.
Thank you so much. I was raised Protestant. I was raised Seventh-day Adventist, actually. I was in an extremely anti-Catholic home.
Wow.
And my wife is actually Catholic. And we've always raised our kids talking about Jesus and stuff, and never specifically any denomination. And then when COVID hit, we lost about 80% of our income. Wow. And, you know, we really, through the next following about 3 years, we really felt God moving through our lives. And then I stumbled across the YouTube channel for the St. Michael's Abbey here in Silverado Canyon in Southern California, and ended up going to their mass for the Feast of St. Michael's. And I mean, I was in tears.
Wow.
My children felt it, you know. And then I told my wife after we left, I said, I feel like that's the first time I've ever worshiped God and not just been in like a Bible service, you know. And that really just lit my heart on fire. And since then, I've just been, you know, going as fast as I can. I got my kids into catechism and, you know,
great.
And it's just...
Yeah, you know, it's something when you encounter God in an experience like that, in a form of worship like that, it is, I don't know, your heart just ascends to him. And I love it. I know God was reaching out to you clearly all this time, and that was your God moment with him. I'm so grateful you said yes, Devin. And I'm so grateful now you're bringing your family in. I'm so grateful you're going to be a witness to other people. I just want to wish you another blessed Easter, and again, congratulate you. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
God bless you. Julie is a convert as well. She came in last Saturday night as well. Julie, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Oh, hi. Yeah, thanks. Funny story. I listened to the radio, listened to your show for many years, and it was definitely part of my conversion.
Wow.
I remember specifically I was like flipping through the radio stations and ended up on like an AM station and found Relevant Radio through AM radio, which I don't ever listen to. So found you guys that way. And ever since I've just, and you know, listening to you and talking and you talking about spending time in adoration.
Yeah.
I was like, what's that? So then I found a church with Adoration Chapel, started spending time in adoration.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just was really kind of slowly. There were some very strategically placed people in my life that that were Catholic, that kind of would answer my questions, because then I would get a couple more questions here, a couple more questions there. And whether it was through books that they would send me, that was one way. I read, you know, some books from Scott Hahn. And then also the saints. Like, I look back in my life, and, like, there was little moments where I had a coworker bring me a, you know, statue of Padre Pio, and I'm like, who's this, right? And so that's just kind of, you know.
He's a big gun.
One of those things.
Yeah, his story's amazing.
I know. I couldn't believe it, right? And
yeah.
So I think I remember one night I was saying prayers with my daughter and rocking her to sleep, and I remembered I would just finish the book on Padre Pio, and he talked about having his spiritual children.
Beautiful.
And I was like, I wonder if he's still taking, like, you know, resumes for spiritual children, right?
Absolutely.
And right after that night, I got like this massive, like, kick in the butt. So, like, wow, okay, what are you waiting for? Kind of, you know, pretty straightforward guy. And so I was like, okay, I'm doing it. But it was really through you guys. You know, you were a big part of my conversion. So I just wanted to share that and thank you for your work and your mission. And
well, thank you for your kind words. I mean, it really is beautiful. I'm going to give you the final word. I have less than 30 seconds. What would you say to somebody who's thinking about becoming Catholic?
Oh, come home. Do it. It's the best decision of your life. Come
home. Amen to that. Julie, thank you. Happy Easter. So good to have you in the church.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thanks.
Hey, like what you just heard? Then share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.